Good morning. Rashi says on the pasuk, "Vayel chel b'mishmeres and our bones and get the pictures of them." Pictures Rashi, the ma ikdimer shvitasoi, the kachin the shvitas arvayamim. Why are there 4 days between the time you took the carbon pesach? And they suggested, which is not the case by Pesach Haderis throughout the generations. Hoyer Batsim and Cherish Omer, Harry Omer, the boss success in Yecheskel, the Everlay, the Erech, the Itech, Eif Doidin, it came a time of Yigia Shvua, Shinishbatim, Lavrov, Shagalas, Egalas Bonov, the Abraham says the time came that I, to fulfill the promise that I promised Avrov to redeem his children. Even didn't have any mitzvahs worthy of redemption. Shneimar, the Paul says, you were naked of mitzvahs. No, so now the Abish gave them 2 mitzvahs, da Pesach and da Mila. Shemolu ba'oyse ha'layos. When did Klal Yisrael, when did they circumcise, when did they make the mitzvahs? Mila. That night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shneimar, mispreceses b'damoyach. The way of the plural, 2 bloods, da Mil and da Pesach, and the Pesach says, Zachariah, Gabbis, da Brisech, Shilachi, Asirach, Bibur, Ein Mayimbun. The Abish took us out of his pit, Mitzrayim, Dafka, in the schus of the Damim of Bris. So Rashi says clearly in this week's parasha that when was the Bris, the Mil of Tal Yisrael? That night. And so says Rashi in Yeshua in Capital Hay, it says, Shuv, Kachlach HaKavisturim, Shuv, Moil Es B'nei Yisrael, Shenis, for the second time, the first time was the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Amnes in Krisus, the Gemara discusses the 3 Shlavim of Gerus, so Rashi, it's a Bishlam, the Gemara says, Milo, even when they left Yisrael, they were ready. Mal, right? He says Rashi, "Shebrishas kitzi osun molu." When did he mal? Brishas kitzi as mitzrayim. Rashi doesn't say their night, but it's understandably based on the other 2 Rashi, the participation. Yeshua, it was that night. Now I must tell you, there is a sefer I never heard of before. It's called Ben Yoyer, go to Sardi, which is brought in the Gan Rova, and he says Al Korchuch Tzarech Loimar, what is forced to say that there's a toast sofer in Rashi. It doesn't make sense that the Eden mal themselves the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim for 2 basic. There are other reasons also. First of all, you don't make a bris at night. Secondly, if I'm not mistaken, the night of Pesach, normally most years, it's a Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, you're not mal, a milah shalei b'zman, if it's not the 8th day, you can't be mal at night. So how is it possible? It must be a tosof, if I'm mistaken, Rashi. The Gan Rova says, you can say, if you want, sometimes it's a mistake, yeah, tosof, whatever, tosof. But Rashi says this 2 different places in his Pirush on Tanakh, besides alluding to it in his Pirush on the Gemara and Krisus. Moreover, there are svarim which deal with the mistakes in the Rashi. There's a sefer called Zohar Avrov, Aron Berliner, who went through hundreds of Ksisri Yad to Zubishreinim in Rashi, and his mayor gorged. To say that Rashi made a mistake. And all the Mefarshei Rashi, we meet Dairus Akamuin, and there are hundreds of svarim written to explain Rashi. No one ever said before that the Tal Sofrim is untenable. What? Wait! Nobody was wrong with this direction. What?
Pesach's not Nasei.
What?
Pesach, Nasei, the Lois Nasei now.
How are you talking?
You say that they because it's Yom Tov. It's not even money, but they.
Wait! How did you horse? Are you a dentist? Bifrat says the Gan Rova. So is Mamish Chor Mashma in Zohar HaKodesh in Parashas Baloyscho. in Medrash Rabbah, say in this week's parasha, in two places, at least in Medrash Rabbah, in Shir Hashirim, right? Mefurish in Balaturim in this week's parasha, that he did Malzich the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? To be honest and fair, there are actually three shittas for Zerah. Zerah, our Rashi, they mal by night, Balaturim, Zoyer, there is also, in addition, just to be fair, in all the swarm of the Bali Pesach al Torah, Moshe's Kehim, Hadar's Kehim, etc., in the Rosh al Torah v'chulu, who says, when it says, they try to tie it in Rashi, when Rashi says they mal by night, which night? Not the night of the 14th, but the night of the 10th. And the reason being, why the 10th? Because Rashi, the Gemara, the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis, Rashi already told us by Moshe, the same Parsha Shmuis, that it takes at least minimum of 3 days to overcome the tzar mil. That's why Moshe didn't mal his children until Tzipora took the tzur. Hello? Yeah. Right? Therefore, they mal themselves on the 10th. So by the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they should be healthy and ready to go on a long journey. They actually went 120 or 130 mil on the first day. They used to be Ramses, they went to Sukkot. The long journey, 120, 120 miles. Hello? So therefore he says, when it says Rashi by night, he meant the night of the 10th. Ah, you'll ask me, why did they mal by night? Why didn't they mal the day? You're going to be a genius to work out. Because the 10th of this, in that year, right, was Shabbos. And this was Zechar Rabbi Yehuda Shalev's month. They had no alternative but to wait to the night. Hello?
How far is 120?
Very far. More than you and I can do. Hello? The emphasis, the cash, the Shkangers, the cash. Because first of all, it's happened to Targum Yoinason. They left Mitzrayim, they didn't walk, they didn't do a marathon, they didn't go on donkeys. How did they go? The Nani HaKovit. Nani HaKovit is... Moreover, it says in Zohar HaKovit, this week's parasha, it says in Pasuk that all the Makkas were in the Gufin Rufui. What was the Rufu at the College of Israel that they malzed that night? And they had to be in the Rufu. So you got no problem, right? We're always befoolish in Rashi, you know, in other places that it was the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Midrash. There are, by the way, according to those, right, who learned that it was the night, they mal on the 10th, not whatever, you got a problem because the Medrash, the Blazer, that they took the blood and they sprinkled the bloods on the doorposts, and the mezuzahs, the makamash, the mezuzahs, which bloods? Laser whole slew. They mixed the dam of Pesach with the dam of Mila, and that's what they sprinkled on the Dorcas. I don't know, you know, in laws, if you take dam of Mila 4 days later, it's nickerish. You can't sprinkle. It's not sprinkable. This is a word in English language. You can't nickerish. Yeah? Yeah? Because it's congealed. There are other opinions, right? The Yifei Toyer on the Medrash, various forms of Medrash, so it's brought in Shalom Shuvah, there's Chetzer, there's a little bit of others. They actually were mal kuidim, you can't mal at night, night, it's Yom Tov, they mal kuidim kashecha, light at night, before dark, before night. Hello? But Rashi says, balayil is balayil, hello? The emes is, to be fair, there are shittas HaMishoinim who said they were mal Erev Pesach. So brings the Rambam in Mernevuchim, Chelek Gimel, so brings the Peter of the Bar Venel Allah Pesach, and the Avud Raham, I can give you a whole list. The emes is in Medrash, if you look clear in Medrash, in the Zvik Parsha, it's much more like a Peshitta, like both days. The Medrash says, Kivin Shirol Yisrael, Shepostel Reidel Nechol V'Pesach, Omdu Kol Yisrael V'Shem, Shokala, Moloka, Deim, Ubneim, who they said, in Ein Chuyz Mishal Avram to Besorechem, Loi, you're not going to get out of here. You're stuck. Right? Everyone then went in Mal, and on this the Pasuk says, Isfuli Chaside, Karsizat, Karsay, Priesti, Alizava, Eid Mal. Then the Medrash continues. Right? That, Hayakad Shmarchu, Mavakish Legal, Loi, Avram Schus, Masakad Shmarchu, he called to Moshe and said, Moshe, you be Mal, Kalmasur. Yeshua was Yeshua, it says Sheamus. He was bowed the first time. There are those who say, by the way, who Mal, Moshe was Mal, Aaron was Porah, and Yeshua did the Mitzitza, which, by the way, on Yom Tov generally, if you're Mal on Shabbos, Yom Tov, you're not supposed to get 3 mil, because then no one guy didn't do the Mitzitza. But so who Mal'd? In the beginning it says they Mal'd themselves. Then it says Moshe Rabbeinu Mal'd. What happened? There were plenty of Eden who didn't want the Mal. Said the Eibishter, make a carbon Pesach. Came the Eibishter and he sent a ruach, a reach of Gan Eden, and went into the carbon Pesach that Moshe Rabbeinu and Kal Yisrael were eating. And therefore it says, the Medrash and Shirashinim Rabbi says before, Acha Melech B'Mesivai, as Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shevet Levi, those who were Gemal, were eating the Korban Pesach, the Reach of the Korban Pesach went into the nostrils, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to eat from your Korban Pesach, but he says, sorry, Charlie, nothing doing, you're not Gemal. They went, then they Malt. So who Malt? Moshe, or, I don't know, somebody, right? Hello, Yeshua, hello? But at the beginning, the mentor said, they mal themselves. So there are those who want to say, the Megodim Chadoshim, others. There were two, you know, you ever deal with, in my profession, I deal with Jews a lot. A lot of them are not time sensitive. They have problems with keeping the time. If you ever heard, right? Asher al-King, there were Jews who was Zrizim, right? And when they heard about the Mitzvah Korban Pesach, and they knew that Chol Oro Le'yoichol Boi, they were Mal in the right time, Arab basis. There were those Johnny come latelys who were not Gemalites, right? And they Mal the night of Pesach Hashem Melech B'Mesivoi, when the Reach, the fragrance of Korban Pesach, hello, Gelande from the Shir Hashirim Rabba is Mashma. Why did they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask them, give us from your Korban Pesach? Is the Charaya from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu never told them the Isra of Chol Oro Le'yoichol till that night. When they asked, then he came. Hello?
It's not too late.
You
have to
be on the Korban Pesach. What? I hate to be rude to you. You're,
I don't know.
You obviously never learned the Grizel, the Torah, the whole tumble, and the whole shmuz in itself. But apparently in Pesach Mitzrayim, the idea of being a monui did not apply to Shechitas Korban Pesach. Shechitas Arim. We can talk. That is a subject for another 5 hours. Look in the Gruz Al HaTorah and all the Svarim on the Gruz. You'll have a party. Right? So you have a cash. The end of the day, Shechitas Rashi is Shechitas Rashi, Shechitas Azoyer, Shechitas Amedrash. When did they mal themselves? Akabonim, part of God Israel? That night. As Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting, traveling his Seder. Hello? Ah, you'll ask me, Pashkabon. It's what? It's night. And it's Yom Tov. So the Rebbe, the Kutasichas Chelik Yitzayin, famous Sichat Tazriya Aleph, says, Poshut, Ivertach. Very simple. Pshat, there's no kash in the beginning of kashin. Number one, how do you know that a meal has to be by day and not by night?
Good.
Hello. There are two psukim. One is in Parshas Tazria, Uva Yoyim Hashmini Yimel Bazar Rosli. By day, because Al Darshan, there's Kanan, and Yor Megillah. By Yoyim, Veloy Belayla. Or it says by Avraham Avinu, Parshas Tazria, Ben Shmainas. Next word, Yomim. Again, by day and not by night. Which Tosfos in Yevamah says that is the Iker Drasha from that one. Now, the Gemini between the two Drashas is, the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Melachim Paskins that B'nai Keturah are Chayavin. Meal. Could an Arab who has a Yichus brief told Ketur, is he able to mal by night or not? If you learn from Parshas Tazria, that's from Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. Are Arabs Mechuyim Matan Torah? No. Mechuyim Ben Keturah can mal by night. If it's learned from Avram, Ben Shmeinas Yomim, has to be by day. Hello? Are you with me, folks? Hello? Nervous.
I'm sorry.
Parshat. Is it not? You're not going to be a genius to work out. Bamed dvorim amurim. Hello. That you have to be mal by day or not by night. Either from the parshat. If you learn it from the Tazria, it's only after Matan Torah. So before Matan Torah, you're allowed to mal by night. They don't got the problem. This answers another 1,000 questions. right? But even if you learn from Aram Avinu, what do you learn from Aram Avinu? Benchmen as Yomim, and Amila is by day, not by night. When? Amila Bismana. Could Amila Bishaloi Bismana be by night? Machlok is Tanoim. And even though we patent on the Kam, it has to be what? By day. Where do you learn that Amila Shaloi Bismana is not the eighth day? A 40-year-old man, a Russian immigrant, decides to be mal, right? How do you know it's by day and not by night? From the Vov Yuseir Uvayei Mashminim, which is said in Parshas, Tazria, and therefore before Matan Torah L'chule Alma, a Mila Shalei Bismana could be done what?
By night.
By night. No problem. So question number one, Nafal Bavir. No problem. Parshat, simple, give or touch. What about the problem of that it's a Mila Shalei Bismana, and here is the Chwat, Yom Tif? There's two ends, two issues. Number one, the Shittas Roiv Hadeyas, in Pesach Mitzrayim, as they were leaving, there was no Yom Tov. There was no Isr Melacha on the 15th of Nisan. How do you like that? Most Mishraim, yeah. You'll ask me, you went through, obviously you're learning this week's Parsha, and this week's Parsha Sukkoy, it says, Rashi says, Rashi, the dirt. Over for that generation, there was no Easter, not on Yom Rishon, and not on Yom Hashvi. I got news for you on day one of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 15th of Nisan, Shvi Shel Pesach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. I'm not good at math, but I think one always goes 3-4-7. So Shri Shal Pesach doesn't really exist yet on the map.
Yeah.
So if there's no Isra Vyay Mashmini Mikra Kodesh, then there's no Wa Isra Vyay Mishin. Hello? Does that make sense, anybody?
Yeah.
Bifrat in the Chilta says, I would think only on the seventh day, Yom Rishon Menayin. We learn from the Pasuk, which says, Tamle by Yom Harishon Mikra Kodesh. Over the Isser says, Lo Kamalachal Ayaseh. Go ahead, in both of them. If it's not Shayach, both of them, because the day number seven doesn't exist. And the Iker, Mechilta says, the Iker Isser is on the day seventh. Now we extrapolate to day one. If there's no seven, day seven, there's no one. The Frater Rebbe says, on the Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Yom Rishon at the time. It was Yom Echot. Rishon is the first of many. There is no Hemshech at this moment in time. Therefore, Shittas most Poskim, so is brought in the Marit in Kiddushin, whatever. It's brought in Marit, in Yom Tif, in Pesach, in the Perigud, that there was no Isser of Asiyas Melocha Pesach Mitzrayim. The fascinating Maril Diskin. I once spoke about this at Lent, I don't know if anyone remembers it. You had to eat the Korban Pesach, right? So they went and ate the Korban Pesach, because it's not too difficult to eat. Yeah? Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Poyim wasn't until the morning. What did they do that night? Well, Diskin says, it's Taishin in the Shadows. Moshe Rabbeinu told them the parasha of Oye Kiviach. Kaddish Oye Kiviach. And then the Yidin were given the mitzvah of Tefillin. At this moment in time, the middle Disney, the two mitzvahs, two parshias that were given and relevant at the time, we talk about it with, what about Shman, which come from the Torah? But according to had the mitzvah till, so they took the oiros and gidin, the skins from the Korban Pesach and the gidin, and they made tefillin on that night. So when they brought, and from then on, they were tefillin constantly by day. And therefore, Yikorchem, Avirim, when they went through Kriyas Yam Suf, they were wearing Yikor, it says in the Piyutim, Ashanas. What is Yikor? Yikor Elu? Tefillin. They wore the tefillin. When did they make these tefillin? The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Are you allowed to go be a Batim Machar and a Soifer and write your tefillin? Is a Charaya what? There's no Yisrim Lach. Nishadas, Ravram Palachi, in the Sefer Berach, Chazal say that when the Eden crossed the Yam Suf, a miracle, incredible miracle happened, and they ate fruit trees, grew on the side of the Yam, you know, and they picked it off. Hey, wait a minute. But it's Yom Tov, Shmini Shel Pesach. Hello.
No, pull off the
tree. I pulled off the fruit. You don't do that on holiday.
Part I remember. I'm going to order it out.
Hello. Yeah? How did they do that? Is the Chalaya? There was no Yisur Malacha on Pesach Mitzrayim. How do you like that?
Yeah.
So, there was a Malacha, they can be mild themselves with the head at night. There's no problem with Mila by night because before Matan Tev. Even if you're a Talmud Chacham and you'll tell me from the Ran and the Arab Sochim, which says Shaloi Kehanal, and there are sheets, that's not very fair. There are 10 places that the Panam Yof is from that floor says so. There's a Malacha, the Panam Yom Aleph, the Targa Pesach. And so brings their Yankov Emden in Pesachim, etc., etc. Right? The Merkabah Sabishal, the Lechilta asked, they went from Ramses to Sukkot. Why are they called Sukkot? Because they built, according to one man, the Omer Chazal, they built Sukkot. He asked, it was the same day, how could you have to build a Sukkot on Yom? Because the Chayi held, there wasn't Isra Malach over Pesach, that's right. The Kash, right, hello? So there is a shita, Rag Udimei, that Isra Malach was Chal on Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe says it's no kash, but the Medrash says in Shirshim and Perigimel on the pasuk of Chulam Achuzi Cherub Lumadei Melchom Beish Charba Leichem Yipachad Leilois. Pachli Chazal said they were scared of the night. They have to what? Eat the Korban Pesach. Hello, and you can't eat if you're an oral. So what did they do? Chazal say Shev Mishah Shav Lamer Miyakol Echad VeEchad Natal Charba Al Yerechay Ummalat. So everyone took their sword from the holster. Chop, benefits Al Asar. So the Rebbe asked, why did the pasuk or Chazal? Why were they medayik? They took a sword. The might have mean how they mal themselves. Hey, and Mishnah from Mavgish in the pasuk. What kind of sword did they take? Not any sword, but Charboi. Their own personal sword, might have given them a jackal sword, a barrel sword, a thunder, or whatever, a shmerl sword. The answer is, how do you mal a person normally, kederach, with an ismul, which Rashi, with the Rav Taichus, and Caleb is a sack and cup, a small cake. You can be mal with anything, with a piece of glass. But another called Yisrael, lomol besach. To be mal, if you are a moyo, and you came into somebody's house with a sword, you mouth his truck. I don't think the Yeledes, him the father, would be very, very happy. So to use a cherev, hello, to mal is not kidak. And therefore it's not also midaraisa. And tikunigar is only midarabon, huh? You'll be an ibrachach, but you're nice. Who said it? Maybe a sword is just a generic name for any type of sharp metal implement the mal. For Raya, the pasuk says in Yeshua, say lecha, charvay surim b'shuko. He did mal with swords. He's like, hey, mal with that isn't, right? Aber, maybe it's under the generic, general heading of, therefore it says charboi. People don't walk around, unless you're a moil, with an ismal in their pocket. He took an ordinary charev, took it out of the sheath, and that is not kidera, and therefore even the Shita Saran, it doesn't present a problem. Okay, good, so there are pashtus, truth. I understand, Shita Rashi, that they were able to mal at night. But it doesn't answer, like continuous Hanyon, in depth, why should the Ibrish to be Mesavah Sivris, and according to the one that day in Medrash, Moshe didn't even tell them the Yisrael or Lichboi, until that night, they get the shock of their lives, they go on a big trip, and now Moshe just springs on them, you got to do one heat guard basically, you got to what? Lama Osashir Koch, why would... Behektiv, I'll give you another simple kasha. One of the famous answers of how they mouth by night, hello? We normally only mouth by day, so all, I give a whole list, like language of goods. All the Sforim, before Shem, Shalat, Kruvim, etc., all answered. But it said in Zohar HaKadosh, that night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, having no air of Yitkufas Tavus, it was lichtig, as if in the middle of a summer day. And the pasuk says, Laila, Kayoim Yor, Kechashecha, Ge'ira, and therefore had a din of what? Day. So if you take this very grub, and not unfortunate dude, rather, it didn't set, the sun didn't set that night, and it was like, you know, just whatever. I got no problem had a mal by night, because it wasn't night, I got a yontif, was yontif, because the sun didn't set. Hello? I can hold this. Comes along the Shalom Shubba Teres Chesed and the Chido in one place, so you should tell. I don't understand. Well, if it's day because it's lichti, right? So how are they Mekayim the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, which are totally a night? But Achlu is a bazaar. Balayla is it. Kor Pesach is Balayla.
Time.
Huh?
Time was
nice. So the Teres Chesed says it's not the stabber that they made a tarted disaster. Vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Mila, it's by day. Vis-a-vis your clock watch, it's night. That's what the Chida asks. This is the Chida asks. So why do we associate Yetzias Mitzrayim being the 15th of Nisan, through the 14th of Nisan, if it's still lifting? Hello? Are you with me, folks? The Tatsi disaster. The Chida elsewhere, in the Zagadah Shalpesa, simple Zaregel, not bothered by this. It could be it had the night had both Chunis of day and night. I gotta understand this. I'm a simple guy. What does it mean something is day and night, either day or night? Unless you don't know if you're coming or going. I know a lot of people don't live day and night. What's going on? The pashtus one can answer behektiv lachatmiya atzum. In the Agadah Shel Pesach, the Pirush HaGro, it's brought from a Mendel Shklover, Talmud Muvik of the Gaon, who heard from the Vilna Gaon at his Leil HaSeder, the Taich in the bed, Mekana Ben Shoyel, what did the child ask? Man Nishtan Alayla. So the Vilna Gaon Taich, what's trapped? Man Nishtan Alayla. That by definition, day is Loshen Zohar, and night is Loshen Nikim. So the Shaila is, throughout the Chumash, it says what? Oysoy halayl. You know, day. Hayoyim, etc., etc. Right? So if it's night, so why is it called Loshen Zohar? Man Nishtana halayla, what's the next word?
Zeh
is Loshen Zohar, Loshen Nikim. So, if night is Loshen Nekeva, what should it have said? Manishtana halayla hazuz. But the Vilna Gaon says, that's just a dictic problem. You see, every other night of the year, the Iker mitzvahs of Torah are always by day. When you celebrate, you commemorate a holiday or something, it's always by day. Manishtana halayla hazeh, that the night is reckoned Loshen Zohar as if it's a day. And Ruy mitzvahs of Pesach hatluyas leila seder, by night of the seder. So says Rav Mendel Shlover b'shem the Guru. When the Emes the Shaloah Kodesh in Masechta Tzachim Shalei says the exact same thing. In Agadah, the rabbis of Nebrach, Shem Mesubim Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim called Oysoi Halayla. Why is it Oysoi and not Oysoi Halayla? Right? Well, that's what the Lashon Apostle. Who Halayla Hazeh, not Hazois, Shimuru Leizor. And the Shalom HaKadosh Kedar Kevah Kedosh puts all kinds of soydus in the floor, but now little Hago, he says, but there are pshat, right? The reason is, based on the Zohar, that when it's lichtig, it's always Lashon Zohar, when it's dark, it's Lashon Kevah, Asher Alkein, this night was Laila Kayoymir, and the Zohar, Chazal Talos, Asher Alkein is written in Lashon Zohar, not in Lashon Kevah. Hello? You have the question, Laila, Kayoim, next word. Yoir, it doesn't say Toir. Yoir, but Loshen Zohar. You happy with that? The Toir team goes wild on this girl. And it's like, glaivnish, I don't believe it. I don't know what ever says it. Go through the entire Tanakh. There's not one place in Tanakh that Laila is Loshen Gezel. In throughout Tanakh, I get a simple example. But Laila, you remember, anyone remember Purim? You still before you drink, before you still nichter. But what did the pasuk says? Balayla hahu. No, the Lashon Zohar. Doesn't say balayla hi. Is the kind of layla is Lashon Zohar. Hello? Kangaroo Shariah is not other swarm site, as I got it from a rabbi, he was all the psukim, it says, Lionel of the Zohar. All of them took place, events, Leil Pesach. And since the Shimur of Hashem, the Dere saved them, in every generation, Leil Pesach is Lashon Zohar, it's always lifting. It's like, right. But the Emes de Maral says, Klor, that what? That Laila is Loshen Zoch is in the Keva, and Yoim is Loshen Zoch. What's the shot? I'll predict contemporary Rabbonim say, I mean, the Terpimo with all due respect, like, you know, you talk about the girl. Hello, the Shalagot. Shot is whenever you have something, and it's like not day, we say Yoim. There's La'er and Choyshev, there's night and day. What do you call Lashon Zohar? What do you call Lashon Nekeva? The Iker, the stronger, the dominant one is always called Lashon Zohar. And the inferior one, the weaker one, is called Lashon Nekeva. Even by Mishra Behim, Bifon Rishin, it says, V'at Hanichali, right? It says Rashi, Toshesh Koychoi, Kinekevi, because it was a Zohar. But when you're enfeebled, when you're weak, it is Lashon Nekeva. In day and night, which is the Iger, all right, most mitzvahs are what? By day. So day is always Lashon Zohar. I'll be calling Hadigdur. Day should be Lashon Zohar. And night should be Lashon Nekev. Why here is it not the way? This is the thing we said. Man Nishtana Halayla Hazeh. Why is it what? Lashon Zohar not Hazois. Including it, all the chiyuvim, the chiyuvim, matzah, per pesach, is by night. That's because Laila Kayyir. So then I found the Holy Bnei Yisrael brings in Nisun, my merhei oyus kavalus. Remember you think of what? Says the briskunas oylam was one of the gedolim kubolim mamish is awesome. I'm not going to really have time to explain this properly. Trust me. There's a minig which is nog and roiv tzutzis Yisrael that the night of the Seder. You always light extra long burning candles. Which by Eden, El Eden, they call it the Manish Tanel. Yeah? Why? So the Pashtus, the meaning of lighting this special long lasting Manish Tanel is a Zecher to this miracle of the Laila Chayim. So far, so good. So he explains based on the Priskunas Oilam, your English words. Okay, this Kabbalah bit, you gotta just try. The Eibishter has the. I'm thinking the kids are mice, I understand as much as you understand about these things, right? The Eibishter is called Shema Vah. The Shema S of the Eibishter came off. Then you got the Milui of the Shema Vah. That means when it's pregnant, when it's. This Kuch is inside it. What is the Gimachi of the Milui Shema Vah? Every school child knows you have four. Four basic examples, Absag, Ma and Ba. Hello? If you're right, Yud is always the easiest letter. Yud Vav Dal. You got 20. Hello? How do you spell Hey? Three ways. Hey Yud, Hey Hey, or Hey Aleph. If you spell maximum, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud, what do you got? Seven. Hello? Et cetera, et cetera. If you spell in the, I'm going from the highest to the lowest. If you spell in the lowest possible way, with merely alfin, yud vav dalid, hey aleph, vav aleph vav, hey aleph, what do you got? Anyone out there? They don't count. The Abish gave you toes for a reason. 45. Hello? Are you with me? Yes?
Yeah.
So you have a mili of Yudin, a mili of Hayin. So Yud K Vov K, basically, Yud is Chochma, Hay is Bina, Vov is Zoh. The six, Vov means six. 6 meters, right? Till you saw it. And the final Hay is Malchus Tato, which is a Hay. So mili Hayin, right? You get Shem Ban, mili Alfin, you get Shema. So far, so good. Which is the four worlds, Attila's, Bri, Yitzir, Asira, which is Chachma, Bina, Zoh, and Mal. So, very simple. you would feel for. So now,
no.
Ma and Ban, if merely Hain, right, you got Ban, which is the cave, which is Hey, Yud Kei. Yud is Chochma, Hey is Bin. Yud is masculine, Hey is Fem. So far, so good, Yud Kei. Father, mother, son, daughter. Easy way to remember. Hello? Yeah? Oy, Gewalt. So the Hey Tato, the lowest Hey, is merely Ban. Okay, simple word. Right? Hello? 52. Hello? What now if you add Ma and Ba? How much is 45 and 52?
97.
Huh?
97.
Which is Gematria? Zman. 97?
Yeah.
Zman is a composite of Zohar and Akeva, Ma and Ban, day and night. Therefore, in the Haggadah, we say Man Ishtana. Halayin lo hazeh. What is the gematria of halayin lo hazeh? Take a guess. I said, what gematria holds here? 97. The child wants to know, what is this night of the Seder where the night has the characteristics of ma and ban, i.e. masculine, feminine, right? Zohar dekeva, mashbi makab. Why is that? The man ishtan halayin lo hazeh. Because it's night, but it's also day. It has simultaneously both qualities. You got my drift? That's good for the shayla. And to remember this miracle, we have a manish tadal. So said the Lizal. I'll give you just one example. The Haggadah Shel Pesach, one of my favorite Haggadahs, Chodesh Aviv. You remember the machlokes in the Haggadah? Omer b'lo razar yareni yon shim shalom l'zgiv yom l'zrak leilas. What's going on here? Who cares if you're 70 or if you're 17? What matter if you mean that? The Chacham say you're not masking Yetzias Mitzrayim by night. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you do. We'll deep to the machlokes with the logic. If you say, Kipshutu, that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it was lichti, Yolaylach Yom Yoyer, so it never really is a shaykhus of Yetzias Mitzrayim by night. So you should only say Yetzias Mitzrayim by day. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Einach Hanam is even lichti. Over in your clock, you tell me, it was night. It has a gather of night. And if everyone sees the lichti, so therefore he's marked in his statement, Harayani Kaven, I'm like 70, but really I'm 17. And prematurely it turns gray. Is the Haraya, but I know that I'm only 17. And I don't have the wisdom and the sagacity and whatever of a truly 70-year-old man. Is the Haraya, you don't go according to Marachit, so you need to go according to Etzalinian. Oh, you say, when did the Haraya take place? By night. I said, okay. Maskeen is just right in the leiways, but I couldn't prove it until Dr. Shabin Zayim. There's actually a good mighty dikar chayma called this expression for success. V'gadla bin chulaymer, by yamahul laymer. What's this laymer? By yoyim ahu. When do you have sequences in Mitzrayim? By yoyim, in the day. But you know it's by night. How do I know? Because it says the next word. We say in Nagoda, so what do you got to tell him? Said the Chaimah, you have to mechuyim and atayra ulay to tell your son, your children at the Seder table, the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Laila Chayim Yoyer, that even though it was night, he went to back like that. Hello? That's the Hemshin. You got it by Yom, we call it by Yom. I was night. So this miracle you got to. You'll ask me the question. The present of the Rebbe is also inside. Why is this? There was billion trillions of miracles in Chazal that happened in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why did Chazal make it such an important thing that dafka this miracle of Laila Chayim Yom Yoyer, you should tell your children? I mean, there's a billion other miracles. The presence of the Rebbe, that Aaron also has we have a principle in Kaimalam that le'ovid kuchabrichu nisul la'magadah. The Abish doesn't make miracles, just to flex his muscle, show you who's boss. Why did the Abish make a miracle of Laila Chayim Yoyer? So he brings an agar to Kalim, the Holy Ben Yisos, when you do a mitzvah, the school, the teva of a mitzvah, it's mashpia good and brachas and al good zachen. You do an Aveira, you must be just the opposite, churban, destruction, and all the elements. Sometimes, L'tovus Klal Yisrael, he need that the Ebrisher should pour his vengeance, his wrath and fury on the goyim. So what should I do? To do a mitzvah, mitzvahs only bring goodness, blessings, benevolence. Do an aveira. Torah says, thou shalt not have to do an aveira. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, you know what the Eitzah is? Do tshuva mehava. And when you do tshuva mehava, the Gemara says, miyumad apivo, zdoinois nasaloi, so you'll get all kultuv salah, and the goy, the Arab, the chamasnik, he will get all the averis that would ever on his head. Right? So that is the Eitzah. So says the Bnei Yisoschar, oy bazoi. The pasuk says, vayikra olikim la'or, Yoyim. Dashu Chazal, what's the Yoyim? Elu Maseim Sadiqim. Vilachoy Shakar Alayla, Maseim Shalur Shoyim. So, ha, once the Yidin that night they did Tshuva, Mahavo, right? That was Gurim that the wrath of Hashem should pour on the Bechoyim of Mitzrayim. And they perish, right? And Yidin, what happened to Mitzrayim? And to show how the Ebrish was Makabo, the true Mahavo, he took notes. Which choyshech, laila is choyshech, maseim shalur shoyim, and yidin tshuva mehava, just like you could turn your night into day to tshuva, the Ebrish is lahap chvelten and turn literally night into day. By the way, there's just a kvesh I want us to add. You suppose Rashi quoted before, bidamaya chayi, which translated literally, bidamaya, with your bloods, you live. What's the ma'ich? So from the present chapter, Rebbe, I've heard it before. I understand two damim, dam of mila, dam of chesed. I understand why the dam of mila, if you circumcise yourself, by definition, blood spills, it's called dam ma'ich, your blood. If you take a shepsula and you shech the shepsula, why is it called dam ma'ich? You know, it's the sheep's blood, not your blood. Hello? No, the Gemara says, "No, wait, the Zohar Daf Yitzayin, man, the parish minus mice. Someone wants to do tshuva. Until now, he's a min, a koifer, right? And now he does tshuva. Okay, he can do tshuva, but he has to die. He'll die. Here, the Torah says, "Mishkuchu, mishku yudechem avay the Zohar, because he's more dukiman avay the Zohar, that's right. And chulach and tzoyin, and become erlich yidin reit chantik. I call a parish minus mice." Asher Alkin, the English just said before you bring up the Korban Pesach, you know what you got to do? Mal. And the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin on the pasuk Yelecha Ragnu Kol Hayoyim the Mila Shnitna Mishmini. Mila is the preparation and the Achana and the Kabbalah of Mesiras Nefesh of Torah Mitzvos. And by the English, the once you have in mind to do something, it's as if what you did it. So Mila becomes the Achana to Korban Pesach. And now you can bring up your Korban Pesach and Shechter Avodah Zarah, and you're going to live and be well. So it becomes your, Eden took the Korban Pesach. And the Chorus, they are going to take Eva and Mitzrayim, they're going to kill him. And because they had the Mila before, therefore it became also part of the Damayah, because you're Moshe Nefesh. By the way, this it says, and he didn't tell it. But he, 430 years, right? But he, Be'etzem, Be'emazeh, the Eden leave. They should got cold to the seven train. Then it says, what does it say afterwards? Look, who's the bokeh here? What's it say afterwards? Leil shimuru l'ashem leitiyam l'yad b'shrayim hu halay l'azeh l'ashem shimuru l'chol b'nei shor l'uriz. Then it's v'yem b'shem b'shem arayin zoyis chukas ha-pesach ol b'nei chukas. When was this zoyis chukas ha-pesach? When did zoyis chukas ha-pesach? When was it said? Chronological. Hello, anyone out there? When did the Abish give us this bit of Zoysu Kukas HaPesach? You're not going to be a genius. You're not going to be a mensch. Rashi Al-Asar, that was given on Yudalit. Eretz. When was the Pasuk by he, by the 430th year, 400th year, Etzemim, was that, when was that said? I don't know, but it must have been the 15th. Or after the 14th, because the 14th didn't yet happen. So why does the Torah go as though, you know, put the muktam and mukhar? Hello? So I sort of forth from the source of the Rebbe, a little bit to know. It says in the Pasuk, Leil Shimuru Hashem, the Zimra Zrayim, Hu Alay Lazel Hashem, twice Hashem. So he brings a forth, famous forth, you do a forth from the Rebbe Hashem.
Why does it Lashem, Lashem?
Twice. Kefil.
But the Medrash says, Vayikra Likim, the Patrick quoted before, Likim La'er, Yod. V'lachoy Shechara, Layon. Why the Medrash says, when it comes to Ur, Vayikra Likim La'er, Yod. V'lachoy Shech, let's say Koro Likim, Koro Len. Because the Abish is not Miyachin Shemoy on something which is negative, something which is darkness. Hello? Vayitzias Mitzrayim. The Abish had Layla, Kayomir. Therefore, the boss is Lel Shibur Hu Lashem. This is the Abish here. Aye, it's night. It's a high night was
day.
Shiloh, where did you get the koyach that the night becomes day? Therefore, the boss therefore continues Zois Chukas HaPesach. Your Moshe Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. You have Mila, you have now Korah Pesach. You've taken the Geshka. Then you're able to be mamshich this Ur Hagonos, which be, by the way, this is Pashmak as Choshek. How did the Choshek kill? How did it work? It was such a powerful light that it blinded the Egyptians. The guy that blinded the typical Ur Hagonos, it blinded the Pushi Yisrael who died in Yom Yafel. How did they die? What happened? It was a Makkah, it was this virus, COVID-19. How did they die? They died from the light of these galus of Aragon. So did power. They couldn't handle it. Hello? And that Gufa with Aragon was the whole thing as well, the urban missionaries. Is the Abishal health, and the moral of the lesson is whenever Yidin, on your Nefesh or Yiddishkeit, you bring down this Gevaldil, and night becomes darkness, and Yidin on Ishmael beholds himself.